Number 1. The Iberian Villages. The Las Milesas Iberian village developed between the 3rd and 4th centuries BCE. This period corresponds to the second epoch of Iberian culture. During this time, rural workers affirmed their place and citizenship in the larger community. The Iberians form part of Mediterranean culture, as shown in their metallic objects and certain rituals descended from Punic traditions and adopted by the Hellenized city of Empúries. The production of falcata, Iberian swords, written materials, and gray monochrome ceramics, painted in Levante, reached its zenith in this epoch during the Second Punic War. Domestic architecture of religious character made use of stone, dirt, and wood as primary construction materials. Houses would be built around a stone base of approximately 0.5 to 2 meters in height and then completed with adobe bricks, whose presence is well documented in the Iberian Peninsula from the 8th century BCE. Walls would then be plastered, then first whitewashed and second painted in black, blue, or red geometric motifs. Ovens and fireplaces were fashioned with clay and floors with compacted earth. Usually the roof would be flat, made of mud, and terraced to avoid erosion caused by rain. A cover of vegetation, made of wattle or branches, helped to protect the soft earthen construction. Iron keys have been documented in the extant remains of Iberian houses which demonstrate the existence of specialized forges used in building. More than simply houses, the buildings of Las Milesas could be described as entire compounds because beyond their domestic function they also serve for storage, workshops, stables, and corrals. Built along a side corridor with open doors or at the hemispheric shape, the houses would have a floor alongside a main street and another on a lower level, accessible by a lateral alley, adding a significant amount of room to the building, especially if built upon a slope. Therefore, buildings could be of anywhere from 50 to 200 meters square. Work done in Las Milesas shows a space of power linked to the residence of a prestigious family, a small space for the worship of the cult of the goddess Demeter, another space utilized for ancestor worship by local strongmen, and finally, outbuildings where cereals and metals would be stored and worked, as you will see in your own visit.